I had a question. I just found these new truths out through some of your studies.
Okay.
And I wanted to know about, well, someone was talking to me, and he said, trying to disprove that the commandments were still in effect. And he did a few scriptures, but there's one that kind of confused me at the end, and it was Galatians chapter 4, 9 and 10.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like observing days would be kind of like a bondage.
Why don't I go ahead and read that for our listeners, okay?
Okay.
It says in Galatians 4, verse 9, "But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I'm afraid for you, lest I have labored for you in vain." All right, now let me see if I can just back up and give you the picture of what's going on here. Paul also refers to this in Romans 14. There were two kinds of holidays, very distinct, that were celebrated by the Jewish people. There was the Sabbath of the Ten Commandments that existed before sin. You know, the Lord established the Sabbath there in Genesis chapter 2, when the perfect world, no sin. And then there's the Sabbath days that were ceremonial holidays that came after sin. The Sabbath of the Ten Commandments was spoken by God's voice. The other ceremonial Sabbaths were spoken by Moses. The Ten Commandments Sabbath was written by God's finger in stone. The other holidays were written on paper by Moses. When Jesus came, he fulfilled and nailed to the cross the ceremonial laws. He did not wipe away the Ten Commandments, where we're now free to break the Ten Commandments. That should be obvious to people that now we accept Christ. It doesn't mean we have a license to lie and to kill and commit adultery and so forth. The Sabbath is one of that package. The Jewish converts to Christianity were telling the Galatians and the Romans they now had to keep Passover, they had to keep all the Jewish holidays, Day of Atonement, Feast of Trumpets, so forth. Paul said, you are telling them to observe these ceremonial shadows that pointed to Jesus. Jesus is the substance they all pointed to. Doesn't make sense to worship a shadow when the real thing is there. And it's going backwards. He wasn't referring to the Ten Commandments or the Sabbath day of the law. And some people have tried to make this a sweeping statement that said God was abolishing the one commandment that begins
right.
with the word remember.
And it's a pretty weak,
it's a weak
evidence
argument.
Right there.
Yeah, it's a pretty weak argument. So, but I've heard people use it that way. And I've never heard a pastor stand up and say, don't come to church Sunday because you're observing days. I've never heard him say that.
Yeah.
They only use it when you present the Sabbath truth. But it sounds like the Lord's leading you. And incidentally, we have a lesson that deals with that. That
oh, really?
Will answer. Would you like it?
What is it called?
Free lesson. You may have it already. It's the one called Things Are Not What They Appear. It's got the bunny rabbit and the hat.
Oh, I don't have that one.
You got that one. That's a good one.
I don't have it.
You don't? Oh, we'll send it to you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, 835-6747. Call our toll-free number. Hey, we're going to let you go, Francisco, because we're going to try and take one more call in 1 minute.
Okay, I just want to say your testimony has led me the right way in the Bible.
Well, God bless you. It's the Lord's
Lord.
Thank you so much for that.